It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're going to break up our regular programming a little bit. We have a couple of special guests that can come in this morning. We needed to get them on and out early, so we want to thank from the organization called WINGS, Women in Northfield. Is it Giving Service? Support. That's it. We have Kim Deckers, who is the president, and the grant coordinator, Sarah Swan McDonald. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff. Sarah and I just wanted to take a few minutes this morning to tell you a little bit about WINGS, and then our grants process is beginning soon, and so Sarah will be able to speak about the timeline for that, and we just hope to encourage listeners and other members of the community to consider what a grant might be useful for for our community. So Women in Northfield Giving Support was founded 21 years ago, and I think it was a group of 63 women pooled their funds and decided that as members, those funds would be used to give grants to different organizations and applicants that had ideas about how to use funds to best serve women and children in Northfield. And so over the years, that's taken on many forms. I believe in 2021, $90,000 of grants were awarded to 18 different grant recipients. And so it's a pretty, and if I'm correct, and again, maybe it's pre-coffee talking, but if I'm correct, over $1 million in grants have been given in the last 21 years.
You know, recalling talking with some of the founders of the organization 21 years ago, the grant cycle and the money given has gradually just improved, has gone up and up and up every year. And boy, now you're over the million mark and closing in on $100,000 a year. That is a lot of money to some organizations that could really use an injection of cash and capital.
Absolutely. So Sarah has been our grants coordinator for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Are the chair of our grants committee. And so I'm going to let her take it from here and talk about that process.
Yeah. Sarah, give us some insight on just the whole process, how it begins, how you decide who gets the grants and how people can apply, just the whole thing.
Right. So the amount we can give each year depends a little bit on the markets with our endowment. So that will fluctuate year to year, but it usually is around $70,000 to $90,000 a year that we grant. And grants can go to any 501c3 organization that serves the Northfield School District area. We do have individuals who come up with ideas, small groups that come up with ideas that are incredible assets to our community. And then they need to partner with a 501c3. So that there's many ways to do that. And we are happy to help coordinate people and connect people to 501c3s as well. But these ideas surround three of our main focus areas in WINGS. The first is basic needs. So addressing things like housing stability or food stability, education, things around out-of-school programs or special needs or at-risk for at-risk youth or adults, and then physical and mental health, focusing on health care and healthy behaviors for women and children in our community. So once an idea bubbles up, we have people as well, by the way, that can help provide some insights into writing a grant. We have a couple of drop-in sessions that are going to be taking place at the Northfield Public Library on Wednesday, February 9th from 5:30 to 6:30, and Wednesday, February 23rd from 5 to 6 as well, to help answer any questions about if their idea fits a grant or if they need some help in coordinating the writing of the grant. And grant applications are due March 11th. And then what happens is a group of people, WINGS members, get together, read all the grants, wade through them, rank them as they fit with the WINGS organization and the WINGS tenants and goals, and then decisions are made in early May.
Hmm. Now, let's talk about those, I guess, open houses or those sessions that you have. Those are so important. A lot of people out there will perhaps see a need, but they have no idea how to go about asking for a grant or asking for some support. Those can be very, very helpful. Grant applications really need some attention.
Yeah,
and to have a good grant requires quite a bit.
Right. A part of writing a good grant is just being able to communicate what your goal is, what you're about, and how you see it as a need that fits our community and fills a gap in our community. So it's huge to be able to communicate that. And the drop-in session is one way to get more information on if your idea fits or if you need some help or support, and we can connect you. But also, people can contact me through the WINGS website at any time, and I can also answer those questions if they can't make the particular drop-in session. But writing a grant is not easy. We've worked hard to try to make the grant application as accessible as possible. Each year we tweak it a little bit to make it one that's accessible for people who aren't even professional grant writers.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Sarah Swan McDonald is with us, along with Kim Decker. She's from the organization called WINGS, Women in Northfield Giving Support. And we're talking about the grant applications process. Now, once you get past that process, what happens then? You take a look and you award the grants. Are the grants of various dollar values? Are they all the same amount? Can somebody ask for a small grant or a large grant?
Yes, for sure. The grants have varied in size from $2,000 to our Dare to Dream grants, which have been $15,000 or $20,000, which happen every 5 years. But normally, I would say the average size of our grant is more like a $4,000 to $6,000 grant. Once they're awarded, there are so many amazing things about WINGS. I mean, first of all, this is all a completely volunteer organization. It's all funded by women in Northfield who care about women and children in Northfield. And so once those grants are awarded, and we have a fabulous grant celebration in June where we celebrate all the great work done by Northfield people, then those grantees are passed off to what's called our outreach committee. And our outreach committee is full of a number of volunteer women that just want to be a part of good things happening in the town. And so they'll go and visit grant recipients, talk with them, see how we can support them, see how things are going as the people carry out their projects.
All right. Well, it's a wonderful organization, mm-hmm. and it's it provides some much-needed funding to people who and organizations that do need it. Let's find out a little, or if somebody would like to find out more about WINGS, Kim, what can you tell them and what can they do?
WINGS Northfield, you'll be brought to the website, and on that website you'll be able to find information about the grants application, but also about becoming a member. And by member, what we're meaning also in that is a donor. And by joining with your funds, you then have the opportunity to learn about the grant applications that the committee is recommending to be funded. And so then you kind of, you're voting with your dollar. You have a chance to say, yes, this is, you know, we support these grants that have been put forth. And so you have a say. So that membership is partly donation and membership. So you get to support in a variety of ways and be involved. So that website, again, if you Google, which is what I often just go for, WINGSMN, I believe, WINGSMN.org. And again, information about the application process and about the organization and becoming a member is available there.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you would like to pass along either about WINGS or the granting process?
I just think to emphasize that as an all-volunteer organization with women who care about women and children in Northfield, we welcome anyone to become a member, as well as to spread the word. If you know of someone or an organization, an idea, or a project, we just encourage you to reach out to others that are also interested in making our community a better place.
All right. Thank you, too, for coming in. It's much appreciated. Best of luck to you with the granting process, and maybe we'll get an update when the process is over.
Great.
Thanks, right. Jeff.
Kim Deckers and Sarah Swan McDonald from WINGS, Women in Northfield Giving Support. We have KYMN's weather director, Bob Matheson, coming up in just a moment or so. Also, a check on sports on the way. Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports, that at 7:40.
This weather update is brought to you by Hometown Credit Union. When it comes to home loans, Hometown has your back. And now, KYMN's weather specialist, Bob Matheson.
Good morning. It is Monday, January 24th, and here's a look at weather. And very cold air will return later today and tonight. A wind chill advisory goes into effect tonight, and wind chills late tonight will drop to around 35 below zero. Very cold wind chills of 35 below are expected through Wednesday morning. Let's take a look at the forecast details for the Northfield area. And we will be under a wind chill advisory beginning at 9 p.m. tonight and running to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Today, watch out for patchy blowing snow between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., cloudy through mid-morning, then a gradual clearing, with the temperature falling to around 3 degrees above zero.